you're not even liking me. You'll just be posting. You won't even show my face throughout the whole dirty December. You now go back to your country. Probably not even talk to me now for how long? Are you mad? Tiwa is my type of sugar mom. If you look like that and you're 40 plus, call me.
Obviously, the person here is using her as a reference for, you know, a nice, good girl that looks good, everything, that is not a baddie.
My kind of baddies are educated baddies, though. Masters, undergrad degree.
Yeah,
man. Businesswoman. What up, people? It's your favorite podcast, man. Back again with another one. My name is Michael Scenario.
And I'm Murray Welkinqueer.
And yeah, welcome to Menisms. How far? Hope you're good. God bless. Welcome to another beautiful show we got for you today. Of course, like always, make sure you subscribe to all our audio platforms, you know, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. We appreciate you because we've been growing, especially with this last few episodes. You guys have seen we've had a lot of new guests on board. We said we're coming with a banger this season, so I hope you're enjoying it. Man, how's the season been for you? How would you say this season has been for you so far? Because you see, we've had a lot more guests, a lot more interesting conversations. We're on to year two of doing Menism. So how do you feel, G? Like, how's it been for you? What's the journey like?
So I think this particular season has been pretty interesting in comparison, right, to the other ones, especially because I feel like there's more synergy now. We are a lot more comfortable with our conversations. Mm-hmm. We ease into it a lot more, with a lot more fluidity than before. There's also so much we've learned, you know, with the guests that we've brought on board, and even with the people that we thought we knew offset.
Yeah.
You know, we got to find out that even actually bring them on, having conversations with them, getting new perspectives. You know, for example, I'll say like the Apoko Doctor episode now.
Yeah, he's
surprised. That had a lot of insight.
Shout out
had
to you, Maji. Yeah. Thank you for coming on board.
It was
board.
Such a great episode. You know, there were so many things that even as guys, you would think that you're, you know, navigating your way through the right way. And then you find that, look, somebody else that's done it professionally has a very different take on it. And they use their profession to, you know, translate how they live their lives. Mm. And then when you hear how they're living, they're like, okay, wait, you know what? Actually, no, you're right. I've had this circumstance before and I've never thought to do it this way. You know, even a few episodes like the Timini or Ebuka episode where they shared their experiences, that you kind of be like, actually, you know what? I had this point in life too, but I handled that differently. And now hearing the way you've handled it, maybe if I went in this direction, things might be better. You know, Ebuka dropped one gem, which was his final gem, where he said that, try everything.
Yeah.
Now, of course, in our personal lives, you know, you always think to try everything per se, but it never really sits in until someone else says it. And you're like, you know what? Actually, the fact that someone else is saying it means that it wasn't just a silly idea that was coming in my own head personally. It means that this is something that everybody, someone else has tried and has actually worked. You know, so it's a different resonance when it comes from somebody else. It's, even if it's something you've been thinking. Once it comes from somebody else, it's like an affirmation that really that thing you had in your mind is actually something you put in reality. So yeah, there's just been so much that we've learned from, you know, guests and even our solos. And, you know,
I would say it's been very interesting to, like you say, see the perspective of some of these people we know. Like, I know for me, some of them I know off camera, but it's like, again, we know each other from my events, streets.
Yeah.
So like you said, getting to actually hear the mentality of some of them, especially, like I say, the whole point of Menisms is to showcase the mindsets of Nigerian men, you know, because a lot of people know Nigerian men from a social standpoint or for what you see from what the career of the person is like. You see a lot of Nigerian men, they're successful in this field, but you don't get to hear their thoughts. You see their work more. So the fact that we've created that outlet for men to really express themselves, I hope people, especially the women that listen, I hope they see us in a different perspective and it opens new conversations to have. You know, I think like for me, I just got tired of what I like now about us is we started off with the typical cliche conversations most men have, you know, about Nigerian women and all this stuff. And of course, that will never go away. Like, we go still talk on. But it's like we've been able to diversify our portfolio in terms of.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm doing big things. See yours. Like, don't get it twisted. But I'm doing big things, man. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So you guys see, like, while growing, you can see the 30 plus vibes. That I can't lie, the way I was just talking,
26,
I felt
26.
Yeah, bastard liar, but it's okay. But I really felt the 30 plus just come out the way I was just like, you know, we've diversified, we've been able to grow
certain words.
It's just like,
yeah,
30 plus real low. Shout out to the Gen Z, but yeah, man, let's again, we're going to go into some questions that you guys have been sending to us. thank you as usual. I feel like, again, some of you are very interesting characters that send these questions or comments or whatever is going on in your life, because I thought my life was interesting, but obviously yeah, I'm chilling. Things, okay, so I'll go with the first one, then you can go with the second one.
All right.
Okay. Damsel in distress. Help me. In capital. Long dilemma alert. So there's this dude I have liked for more than 5 years. We used to live in different cities and thought that that would be the reason why nothing could have happened between us. Then I moved to his city for work, and I can't lie, the sexual tension between us is at an all-time high since we're in the same proximity. I have to add though, I told him I liked him 2 years ago, and he said that he would like to be alone for now. Then I brought it up again, then he said he would like or have liked me, but thought nothing would happen between us. He does really sweet things and goes high and above, so why can't we be together? What the hell is this confusion? P.S. I've tried to get over him, but it is hard.
I mean, the first assumption is that he's not emotionally available, but that's not always true. In most cases, he hasn't just overcome some trauma. And by trauma, I mean like the trauma of letting his... Wait, now, let me land. So the thing about being together with someone is you have to... Vulnerability plays a very big role. Mm-hmm. And so men find it hard to be vulnerable again once that vulnerability has been betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to get back on that road again, to be vulnerable with someone, it takes a lot, right? And I mean, I will say this also from personal experiences, right? It takes a lot, and once you can't cross that threshold of vulnerability, again, I'm just assuming that this is someone who is willing to be responsible during a relationship, which will mean that, you know, he's devoting himself to her, in which case he has to be vulnerable. He has to do things the way he's supposed to do it. If he believes that he's not quite there yet, that's one of the reasons why he would like you, but not be able to move things forward, right? Because, again, a lot of guys who will still go ahead and move things forward regardless, you see how that ends up. They end up not being vulnerable with the partner, and you know they end up keeping a lot of things from that person. You start to see that there are so many sides of him that you don't even get to discover until much later. And then he tells you, oh, I've not been able to be open with you. Okay, so why didn't you just tell me before that you were not in a place to be vulnerable, you know? Because there's no partner that doesn't want vulnerability from their partner as well.
Mm.
So I guess maybe he's a lot self-aware now that he can't be that person he wants to be in a relationship, but he can't help that the emotions are still the emotions. You can't stop yourself from liking people. They have to do what their heart wants. It's now how far forward from that point you want to move based on how you feel or how you believe you can, you know, treat the person. So that's one way you can look at it.
I was about to say, you looked at it from a deep perspective. I was about to say, the guy's not interested now.
No, nah, it's not always like that. Well, that's one angle as well.
It's another angle.
Exactly.
There's the emotional side that is possible.
There's also part that he just...
like deeply, he's trying to get over it. Or more, last, he just doesn't like you. He's just not interested.
Or he doesn't like you enough to feel like he wants to commit. It's not by
force. He doesn't want to, at least he's commendable. The guy doesn't want to sleep with you. He can easily just say, okay, let me sleep with her. At least
or he can even say that, you know, he can even claim that he wants to have some tears so that he can just have consistent sex.
Exactly. And then it's easy there. But the guy is like, I'm not interested. Yeah. You yourself, you as a person, I don't want to say as a woman, person, because men too also go have these, through the same thing. If they're not showing interest in you after a long period, you have to look at your own self-worth. Don't get me wrong. There's some people that like the chase. And you too, you be a woman. There's only so much chase you can do, madam. Because in the end, it's him that has to do the full chasing. It's him that has to come chase you. But for us, like, I say, for us as a man, as males now, we can chase as long as we want, you understand? Like, that's the game. But I don't feel like you as a woman, like, again, I'm sure you're a beautiful woman and all that. You won't chase the same person 5 years. They never show you attention. You are still showing your face there. By the time they get you, they're not going to appreciate you now. Like, I'm just being real from some male standpoints, because I know for me, I've been in that situation where maybe there's a girl that has liked me for some time and I'm not interested. And just because, and I always say, just because you're fine doesn't mean I'm not going to hook up with you or anything. That's not me. I don't feel like it. I don't need to. So I would just say she's stressing herself, because I even thought it was a case that the guy did something. Maybe something happened. You're saying the guy is even being... he likes you as a person. Accept it that way. Keep it going. Maybe down the line, something could happen. But even guys too, let me ask you this. I'm sure you can relate. Have you ever felt like sometimes a girl is... like, she's cool, maybe she can tick some boxes, but there's a way she tries too hard that turns you off?
Of course. naturally. In fact, unfortunately, the too hard is the reason I can't be with her.
This sounds so stupid, but I think you may understand what I mean. Back then, if you like me a bit too much, I don't want it. It sounds stupid.
What would you say the reason for that is?
So,
I mean, I think I have an idea of what my own reason was.
There's some girls that when they like you, and ladies, please don't ask. In fact, say what you want in the comments. I don't care. I'm speaking my truth. But you know how there's some girls that when they like a guy, they like put their all in it. You're not even dating yet, too. They just like you. Sometimes you as a guy can foresee where this may go if it goes left.
Okay, yeah. I was just
gonna, as far if it doesn't go the way she wants it, gonna, not the way gonna, you want it to,
it's gonna be a blowback.
It's gonna be a blowback that she can react in different kind of ways now, and you're not even the one in control of that. You're probably just doing your thing. Then, if, like I say, you get tired or it doesn't work out, she might be the way she's already acting, like she likes you heavy extra. You go and try and leave her,
yeah,
or you even just open that door to let her in before she wants to go out.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same reason I was gonna have as well, because I was going to say that in instances where the person really likes me and is really putting in all the energy, showing it, you know, a lot of the time, especially if I don't like her that much, like a lot of the time, I literally feel like somebody is giving me money I'm not asking to borrow. You know what I'm saying? And so by virtue, I'm running into debt I don't actually need. And so when it gets to the point where I can't pay back, then I look like a bastard. I look like, you know, I'm actually trying my best not to.
And what's worse is some of those same girls can now, after they get over that, they'll spin it on you like he was the bastard. But it's like,
and so on record now, it's like, that guy treated me like trash. But I'm like, at some point, I was trying to mitigate and say, let's not go any further than this. In fact, let me tell you, right? I think this was even what, you know, kind of threw me in this place where I just never wanted to accept gifts from women, because it always felt at some point that there was something attached.
Like, I'm obliged now to, even if we're not dating, now I'm obliged to go and
Okay, so after I did this for you, after I did that for you, you still wasted my time.
I didn't ask.
Now, wait, it's a two-sided coin. On this coin, you have the side where, you know, you didn't ask, but they're like, okay, well, they want to do those things for you. You are now refusing to accept. On the other side, they're getting upset that you are refusing to accept. And then they're like, okay, well, that I'm giving it to you doesn't mean there's anything attached to it. You're making me feel like
I had a girl that did
my
that.
Help is not wanted.
I had a girl that did that. That she got me a gift. Okay, so we liked each other, right? Liked how she was. She liked how I was. But two different spectrums, two different sides of life. Like, you get what I'm saying. But we have some similarities and all. So I like her for who she is, and all. I know they rush anything. You understand? Even I told her I ain't trying to date right now, but I do like her. And for me, if I'm saying I like you and I'm not trying to date, doesn't mean I'm out here with 20 different women and all that. In fact, you're probably the only girl I'm talking to, like, seriously. Yeah, you have the other, let's not lie to ourselves. Same way you as a woman might have other men that you could entertain or entertain you. I have other girls too that might entertain once in a blue moon, but I'm not doing anything with them. You're probably the one I'm doing the only thing with. Sha, that was with her. So after a while now, like, I think maybe after, like, 2-3 weeks, because we've been talking for some time, but the last 2 weeks, like, we had seen each other. I think I'd spent the night one time, and then we hung out in a three-week span. So we've seen each other three times in a three-week span.
Right.
So after that, she comes to my house one day, and she buys me a gift. I'm like, I didn't expect this. Like, oh, fair. Thank you. I couldn't open it.
Oh, right. I think you said this story on the pod before.
I couldn't open it.
That she came back and took it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Because she came to us the first time she'll come back again. Ah, you've not opened this thing. Ah, don't worry. I'll open it. Don't worry. Then came back again. Ah, Michael, how far? Like, I've just not. I'm at that time. Just said, so you don't want this thing.
So the energy you say you got from her was like, if you're not going to use it, let me take it.
I feel like if I accepted that gift, it would have just opened the door of like, okay, now we're about to get to that stage of really dating where it's like, I don't want to though.
Exactly. Like, and that's literally, I've been put in a place where I had to unlearn that and, you know, start accepting a little bit, because, you know, someone sat me down. I was like, yeah, you know, it's not all the time that it means anything. Sometimes we want to feel like our help is appreciated. And I'm like, I get that.
Yeah, but,
how do I tell the difference?
There are other ways to do it that it doesn't seem like it's a trap.
So, yeah. And the thing is, actually, you get to a point where that trap has a very thin line in between good gesture and trap.
Mm.
So I look at this and I'm like, okay, is she doing this out of her goodwill, or is this like an investment for something else? Like, okay, maybe she's hoping that when this is done, other things are meant to follow. And then if they don't follow, you're not, oh, that bastard, that guy. So generally, I'm always like, nah, I'm good. Like, there's no, I don't really need that. It's okay. You know, because, yeah, I appreciate the help, but how do I know it's not coming with something attached to it? You know, so, ladies, yeah, but I'll say that for this guy, though, it could also be that he's seen another babe. He has another actual serious babe that he really likes. That is not answering him.
Well, he might have a girlfriend and he doesn't know how to tell you, sweetheart.
Exactly. So there's so many things, but I'll say our advice. I'm sorry, but if you're showing interest, because again, I was going to say, oh, maybe the distance, but she closed that gap. They were distant and then she closed that gap. So it means that, you know, I don't think it was the distance that was their problem. He just is not there for whatever reasons he is. I think it's just move on from it. The earlier you do, the better.
Can I read the next one?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I can, you know, control right. My narrative.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
All of you that are sending questions, we can find you. Just know that.
Wait, what? Go ahead. Read it.
Read it. From your biggest fan. I listened to your episode with the UK dude and shook my head. The problem with you guys is that you want women who look like Hilda Baki, Chioma Godhair, Tiwa Savage, etc. You want girls who look a certain way, but you don't donate.
No, you don't want.
Ugh, this person is not.
But
you don't want them to want certain things. You're trying to eat your cake and have it. Not every babe wants a baller. Many girls just want a nice, loyal guy who won't cheat. You're here thinking they want money. Sigh. I've listened to virtually all your episodes. Miriwa comes off as a guy who wants a babe who looks like Dami Adegbite. Who's that?
She's an actor.
Light skin caramel babe. I'm dead.
Okay. Couldn't really be
fine. Michael Shaw wants a baddie. Bonus points if you look exotic like a video girl. Jesus Christ.
So far from the truth. So far from the truth. But go on. Go on. We digress.
Michael, I can tell that you're seeing somebody now. You stop telling us the real since you've got since you've been seeing this person. Loosen up. Yeah, a funny person. That's what I was going to say.
But something definitely a big fan.
Going to say something, but it's just like,
right,
okay.
Right.
If you continue to chase these baddies, you will continue to meet these gold digger type girls. These girls have easily figured out men want them as eye candy, and they realize they can ask for things. Look at Barack. He got Michelle and see what they have accomplished. Continue chasing Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, so continue. Okay. There was a lot to unpack.
A lot.
Because even the way the person typed this thing, was already, wow. Let's start from the beginning. We want women that look like Hilda Baki, Chioma Godhead, Tiwa Savage. First off, none of them are my type. They are beautiful women, I'm sure, but the only person even, I'll say Tiwa Savage is even my type out of all of them, because Hilda and all of them are my type at all. I don't even know.
None of them, even Tiwa is my type.
No, Tiwa is my type as part. If I was to joke like, sugar mom, like if I, like, you know, as much as I say sugar mom, you see, you think about as my type of sugar mom. If you look like that and you're 40 plus, call me. But but apart from that, Hilda Baki and Chioma ain't my type, bro. I don't even know where you guys got that from. Where you know, woman, you have seen me out with, it's not like I can't get them, but I don't want them.
So I think the premise is always the stories, not the people they've seen us with.
But you've not even seen the girl when we say the story, so how are you assuming?
Exactly. Because they don't know that the girls who look like the Michelle, they've never met girls that look like Michelle and still give that baddie energy.
Which Michelle?
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, she's a baddie.
No, so I'm saying, you know, obviously the person here is using her as a reference for, you know, a nice, good girl that looks good, everything. That is not a baddie.
My kind of baddies are educated baddies, though. Masters, undergrad degree.
Yeah,
businesswoman.
And my point is even that those ones, too, that seem upright and seem this, they will serve you hot breakfast.
Let me
too.
Not even lie.
So see, let's not say even. Something here. You see, let's not categorize that. It's just the, you know.
You see some of these influencer general girls baddie, here in Nige. A lot of people think that's our type. Me, I care about personality. We've seen baddies. Like, a lot of girls don't realize. Guys, have, as much as we talk about baddies, we have seen all types. And the funny thing is, the ones you guys praise on social media or think everybody wants and all that, nobody wants. Not nobody. We don't want
there's
them.
A certain category of guys.
There's a certain category of guys that want that, them.
Yeah.
For the eye candy. Us, if we really want them, trust me, we can get them, but we don't want them. Like, what? Is it money? Okay, at least we work hard for our money. If we want to, trust me, we know how to play the game. That same influencer exactly. Woman, you're saying that one man is spending millions. See, for life.
There's a game to play. See, there's a game to play.
I'm telling you right now, me, there's one body. kind of things that men do for her, eh? They're sending G-Wagon, all this stuff, to go and go to this fancy, fancy... And you understand? Me, brother, 50K budget. I took her on a 50K budget date. I swear, I know... What? What? You want to plan my game?
Oh, my God.
It's not to say I can't spend more, but I don't know you. I don't know you for me. So I should go and blow 500K for a girl I don't know if I'll see tomorrow. I said, you know what? We're going to have a nice, intimate date that I'm going to get to know you. I'm going to show you what's up. Baba, this girl had the time of her life. The time of her life. And this also included Rufus and B. Time of her life. And I'm that's why I say, like, I laugh when girls assume, like, oh, this is your type. No.
Yeah.
If you are fine and you have a lovely personality, it can work. But if you are fine and your personality is ugly or even boring, because that's another thing. Some of these social media girls now, when you see them offline, Baba, deadest personalities.
So I think I want to address the second paragraph with the person.
This guy said, I'm offended. I'll go say this.
I want to. So she says that you want girls to look a certain way, or girls who look a certain way, but you don't want them to want certain things. And I understand what she means, right? But you see,
what she means is
she wants, we want people like Cardi B's, but we don't want them to want Cardi B type of thing. So, like how you mentioned that you see these girls now that get the treatment of G-Wagons and all that, that's what they're used to. They know the game. They know that the men that want to use these resources to get their attention would always come to them. And so by virtue, they know that that's where they are at now. That, okay, so I look this certain way and men want to do this for me because I look a certain way. So by virtue, over time, those are the things they want, right? If you're going to tell me to come to Nigeria, well, fly me in. Because that's what I'm used to. Do you understand?
I don't know you. Which is fair.
She looks that way and that's the treatment she gets from the guys that are...
Congrats.
Fine. But now the problem is that this poster is saying that we want those kinds of women, but we don't want them to want those things they normally want.
That's not true.
Here's the difference now. The kind of people that we want are people that are also attractive, but they have not presented themselves as Cardi B's or Megan Thee Stallions. They've presented themselves as attractive women, and that's it.
Even the Megan Thee Stallions and Cardi B's that we've had or we can't have, again, it's still down to the mentality, because there's still Megan Thee Stallions and Cardi B's that will not have... There's two words I want to use, and correct me if I'm using them right. Either the audacity or feel obliged that you have to buy my ticket. That's the word I was looking for. That they don't feel entitled that you have to send plane tickets and all that stuff. They'll do it themselves. Fact. There's some that do it themselves, or there's some that are like, let me get to know you first and all. It's not, there's no guy
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
There's no guy that's not ready to spoil it, babe. Me, if you're my babe, I want to spoil you, die. I go, spoil you, die. But if I don't know you, I'm still going to do stuff as a man, like pay for dates, do little things, but you can't expect me... Have I even taken my mother on a private jet
not
yet?
Your mother gets into
no, let's be real. You say things like, oh, you have to buy my plane ticket first and all that. Would I not send my mother on holiday first before I... One random bit for what? For you to come to Dirty December. You're not even liking me. You'll just be posting. You won't even show my face throughout the whole Dirty December. You now go back to your country. Probably not even talk to me now for how long? Are you mad?
Is this a personal...
Hell no, it ain't happened to me. I wish. I've had girls, don't get me wrong. I've had the ones you've met Dirty December. You think everything is going well. They go back, but I didn't pay for shit.
Yeah, so again, I think the entitlement is where we have the problem. And again, just to clarify on this, when we share these stories, you know, the people that we actually, you know, see during these dates are not people that have presented themselves as... Because there's some people, you know, the ones that you just know off the bat. You know that,
She's all about that. And I respect those girls even more that do even front or hide it, like, see, before
this
you even come and meet me and all that.
In fact,
I even had a girl that warned me, but she said, I like you for who you are, so don't worry. I said, I respect it.
Yeah. So this is not a situation of, we're trying to have them and suddenly want them to like the simple stuff. No. They presented themselves as they like the simple stuff. Then, which is also part of the game. So what they do is they know that, okay, they don't want to come off as entitled, right? They start with that. And then halfway through the journey of getting to know them, the entitlement comes in.
Yeah, like, I'll give an example. Again, this is not broke. Like I said, me, I want a woman how she comes. I'm never going to tell you to downgrade your life. In fact, the whole point is, if we're chilling together, we start dating, how do we upgrade? You understand? But, like you said, there's certain things. Like I told one guy the other day, I said, look, brother, I'll be real with you. Not that I'm broke, but I can't go to Zaza every single week, taking a babe to Zaza every single week right now. I can't.
There might be guys who want to do
there
that.
There might be guys that want to, I mean, and probably can. I work hard from that money is going into other stuff, you get.
Yeah.
I can't do every week or, oh, I want to go make up almost every other day. Like, that's why I have my... Look, Mama.
Do your thing. That's how you like to do your thing.
I can do, if you want to go like once a month, once every, you understand?
Which is your reality.
Is my reality. Like, if we want to go do a Zaza night, we can do once a month, definitely. Ball out, have a good time. But the rest of the month, we can go to other places. But I got to work.
I like this example, because now what the poster was insinuating is that we meet those kinds of girls and tell them, why are you eating at Maple twice a week or every other day?
Go ahead.
Eat your Maple twice a week.
I'll join you in that one or two, but I'm not being...
The problem is, when you didn't present yourself as you eat at Maple twice a week, you started off with, oh, let's go eat at Ying Yang, or let's go eat at let's go order food from Chow Deck, let's order food from Food Court. You started with that. That's how we started, you know. Then of course, once in a while, we're like, oh no, let's go out to eat proper, right? Let's go to this nice restaurant. And then now you've switched it to every weekend, let's go to Cali. Every weekend, let's go to Gra. Now here's the thing.
Look, you see how he knows his restaurants. Eh? This is like customer. Like, let's go to.
So now the thing is, what they've done now is they flipped the script to either show us who they really are, or they are trying to use the opportunity to upgrade. So it's those two things, right? So it's not like we've known that, oh, this is how this person is, but we want them to not want the things they used to want. If from the get go, I know that you want those things and it doesn't work with what can I afford or what can I do, I'll keep my distance. If you feel like, oh no, regardless of it, I can keep you as a friend. No, voila. We can be friends. Bro, we can talk.
Now,
no,
why
no
they worries. Keep a lot of... And the funny thing is, so many of these baddies are my friends. They're guys. Yeah, some have maybe liked each other. There's tension. So, fair enough. But there's never a case that I'll go and say, oh, if you're with me, we can't be doing this thing. I will never tell a girl that. Exactly. Because who am I to come and tell you what
you... You like what you like. No worries. It's when you flip the script and now becomes a whole thing.
I see some girls. There are some girls I know. They're only with the ballers, the rappers, the musicians, all the soft life. Fair. I'm exactly. Not going to now come and tell you that if you want to hang with me, I'll tell you I do hang with them sometimes.
Yeah.
I know that, but my life is more like this. I'm more chilled. I like to do more stuff like this. If you want to join me in my world, we can. And then obviously, there are glimpses of your world in my life.
Now, you see this thing you just mentioned. I met someone one time and like I knew of her. Right, you know when you know of someone, then like you go out and then your friend circle is kind of mixed with her friend circle, so you kind of now meet her physically, but I know of you, right? And what I know of you is you are definitely a nightlife person, you're an industry person, and then you're showing... I know I'm not an industry person, but once in a while I would experience industry life. So that's what I said, that sometimes your world and my world will come together. So I would experience industry lifestyle once in a while, because I mean I'm outside every now and then, but it's not my lifestyle. And so she started showing interest in me. I said, I'm not the kind of person you want. I'm not... You know what she said? She said that, oh, that why am I assuming she wants industry men? I said, I'm looking at what you're surrounded by.
I'm going by what I see every time.
Simple.
I'm not judging you, but...
I mean, you can let me know that that's not what you want, but first impressions would always be what I can see.
Yeah.
And so she says that, oh, no, that actually she doesn't want industry men. She can't date industry men. And I said, fair, but you know how... You see how hard it is to convince me? Because you live a lifestyle, not just... I'm not even talking about the guys you link towards. I mean, your lifestyle. Your lifestyle, it literally revolves around
industry. Like, if I check industry. My snap, like, there's some girls now. Again, this is no judgment. They're my G's. Yeah. Some of these girls are even out hustling, making money, doing what they need to. But they're in the industry. And they're out every other night, right? Now, the reason women, especially in a place like Lagos, can do that is because they're not paying for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a knock attack. We're saying the reality.
It's just
of,
reality.
This
yeah.
is the reality of things, right?
Yeah.
So some guys might see that as you're out every night, which means you're probably out with another guy or so, that not that you're dating him or doing anything, but somebody's flipping the bill every night. If you want this same thing, and it's not me that's solely on myself,
I have to now be the one to take that role.
I have to make a business decision like, wait, can I really afford four nights out of the week now that I'm going out having drinks, having food
exactly.
every night? If economically I can do it, it's fine. But if I'm in a place that, wait, even if I have the money, it makes no sense. I can't afford... Nah, B. Now, if you want to come into my life that you say, hey, like, I'm only doing that for work, or I follow my friends, but I don't mind chilling sometimes and we do other stuff. Not that you just come and sit at home. There's other things. Okay, instead of going out, you want to go watch a movie today. Yo, you want to go to this spot today. You want to go, there's a new event I saw. Or we can order food. Or we can
There's other stuff you can do, yeah. So, and this, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm so surprised that this poster sent everyone. She moved to me. I was like, cut it. There's just, because I can't give you this life you want or the life you live. And she's like, yeah, no, she's just doing that because she's bored. She actually wants something nice and simple.
And bro, we're talking for a bit. And there's something she said too. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I want to follow your point. She's like, not every babe wants a baller. Many girls want a nice, loyal guy who won't cheat. You're here thinking they want money. Sorry. You see, there's a let's stop lying to ourselves, because I feel like it's even the younger girls that will say, it's just a guy that won't cheat and do all that. Sweetheart, you're going to get to an age where all that love. If that guy can't provide even the basic necessities for you, you too as a woman, like let's call it what it is now, because even me at this age, I know love is a big factor, but then I need to be able to provide for myself and my girl with me, you understand that?
Yeah.
You're okay, you're not wanting, because a woman is always going to want at times. Not that she's saying, oh, I have to have money, but money still plays a big factor, whether you want to admit it or not. Abi, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, so I want to assume, you know, because I'm not in the posters here, but I want to assume she means more love, less money, but money is still important type of situation, you know, so we don't revolve. So I guess what she's trying to say is that let's not revolve the dating scene around money alone. But yeah, I do fully agree with it in the sense that you know, money plays. In fact, money is the reason why I may have met people I liked in the past that I thought something could work out, but I just wasn't in the right financial stage. I was just like, yeah, I can't. The life I believe we should have together, I can't provide that right now.
And I can't lie. I used to
and then when you tell him that it's an excuse, I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'd even rather you hate me than I put you in a situation where I can't afford you. You used to do what?
I used to run away from Ikoyi girls because of that. Yeah,
you're not the only one.
Had a few that there was potential. They're like, I've seen some girls that is like their daddies are
rich. I know,
heavy. And I won't lie to you. In my 20s, there was that intimidation because it's like, shit. Obviously, your daddy's little girl. Anything, not that you have everything in the world, but if you want anything, you your father it. Is going to be able to provide. Even if your dad is saying, I'm not paying for anything, the basic necessity you go have, or you go have some kind of thing that you're okay. And then on top of that, you have your own work. Me, I know my reality. Single mom. I'm making a name for myself.
Yeah.
So it was, but it's funny that as I look back on it now, again, what I should have done is still have a conversation with the girls, like, properly, if I like them like that, to say like, yo, can I ask you a question? But I wasn't mature as I am now. But a number of girls then, like, I remember those few girls, like there was two. One stays in Ikoyi, in Borno, but she's my G now. She's still my G till today. I had the biggest crush on this girl for a long ass while, right? They also had a very nice house in London too, that I even stayed there, like, sometimes when I'll transit, like, she'd be like, yo, you can stay in my house, stay in the living room, you're good and all that, because she was like my dude. But then, like I said, I had the biggest crush on her. She was beautiful. But then I'm like, damn, let's go get a house in London.
See, the reality shock is
different. Big ass mansion in Ikoyi. Travels Europe and the world with her parents and shit and family. Then even family, friends, they're going on these big. I'm like, hey, yo.
You see that reality shock?
I'm like,
see, it was set in when she says, I don't know, man. Lagos is stretching me. I think I'll just get a ticket for Mexico next week.
Yeah. And do you know the annoying part?
It's
not like I don't come from a good family also.
And it's not like you haven't experienced that too.
I live in Ikoyi also, you understand? But
there's a difference.
I gotta pay for my ticket.
There's a difference.
Well, am I going to tell my mom, can you buy me
exactly,
at this age?
Exactly.
So that's
why I think that's even the more painful one, because when you know that reality is actually not so far from you,
yeah, like,
but
bro,
it's still far.
This girl stays 3 minutes. So that's what's so fucked up. You stay down the road from me, like I'm in one estate, drive down the road, you're there. So we're in the same vicinity.
Exactly.
However, like you say, reality,
the
like
reality shock with
my Ikoyi house is not like your Ikoyi. Like once they take lights from me, you guys go outside. I bet, can you switch over, please? Once they take lights to the house, shoom, that gen is on. Shoom.
So you see, so there's so many things that, you know, even with the fact that for people like them, they don't request for money. They're not asking you to pay for everything, but there's still that reality shock as a guy that you just know. I can't give you this lifestyle in the long run that you... Imagine if you start dating and then she's like, oh, baby, let's just go on this trip. I'm really stressed out. Let's just do Dubai. Now, even she's saying do Dubai, she's not saying do Dubai, like, get me my ticket. She's saying do Dubai, like, okay, get your ticket, I'll get my... I'm like, get my ticket. There's some budget
you have
to...
Can you give me
a bit of time?
Like, the same babe asked me where we're in London. You know what? I'm going to Spain for a friend's birthday. She was like, it's a spontaneous trip. Do you want to come? All that. Even though Spain is just there, by the time I do the cost, everything was like maybe like, £800.
I shouldn't be doing this now. I shouldn't be doing this now. Yeah.
I can spend this 800, but then how would you eat? When you
exactly,
you still have to pay for. You've not gone and done this thing yet, so you want to go and do spontaneous trip.
And I imagine canceling one strategy. She's never going to want to discuss trip anything for you again.
You know? Just brought. That's what fucked up because either would run away or there'll be those cancellations. Like I had another girl. I didn't even know her daddy was a billionaire, bro. And that's the thing about me. So because I meet so many people. But I've always said this thing. When I meet people, I don't meet you for who your family is. It's maybe just now at this age, I'm starting to understand how important that is.
Strategic
is like fair. And it's not like I wasn't doing it subconsciously, but it's like, I need to know who you are as a person first. Then whoever your fan background is more of the bonus. That's why I said the first girl I mentioned, I didn't know who her family was. I was just like, okay, you're doing well off. We have similar backgrounds. I went to school abroad. You went to school abroad. Stuff like that. So there were similar backgrounds that you don't need to question. You're not intimidated. But obviously, as you now get closer to her and see her life, you're like, this your family. So the other girl, same thing. Thought she was a cool, same circles. We both live in Ikoyi, all that stuff. She went to school abroad. Saw each other. We went on a date in the UK one time, right? But we always had talked before, so I knew her, but I didn't know who her family was. It wasn't until we got back to Nigeria that I was like, my boys are telling me, guy, do you know who her father is? Once they said the name, I said no. They said
I said no.
I was like no.
Denial.
No, I was like no. I've heard the name, but I didn't know if I was. Right. It's when they said the name of the company. I said, excuse me, but when I say, wow.
Damn.
Billionaire. I didn't say millionaire. Billionaire kind of status.
Fair.
I said it makes sense.
Like the lifestyle just makes sense.
And she herself, we talked about it later. She said herself, she's just like, no, she like I was good people and all that, but you think she go wait. And
that's another thing. There's nothing else for them to wait for. Because just the same way she's a rich woman, there's a rich son too, somewhere that his father is. They will find a way to figure it out. So, you know, let's just summarize this because, clearly this poster hits enough.
It got some triggering. It's but
I think in summary, I'll just say, let's get the idea that, you know, I mean, there might be some men out there that want baddies and that's what they want, but let's get the idea out there.
It's not every guy.
Yeah, let's get the idea out there that we're looking for a simple woman in a bad bitch. That's not really the case. We want someone who's just balanced, right? And like I said, people present, if a woman... Women play the same games men do. When a man wants to date a woman, he first starts with the, I'm kind, you know, you're always showing up for her. Then the minute you guys are not dating, he'll now drop the energy. Women are always complaining about that. Where, you know, a girl will start off as being good, but once he now finally gets you, the same thing women do. They want to present themselves as simple. Like, oh no, I'm not I don't ask for too much. You know, I'm just simple. I'm just this. Then they finally get you in there. It's like, oh yeah, I'm thinking of buying a new wig, but you know, I beg. The next thing is also why you can't even offer to buy the wig for me. I'm like, but this is not the energy we started with.
It's even if they're not even saying anything like buy, like you say, there's even just the level of kindness or energy, like you said, that she'll give you that. It's like, once you've entered now, it's like, you change. Like, whoa, sweetheart. Like, where was this energy?
There you go. Exactly. So in the end, it now looks like, but you should have seen the signs. I'm sorry, but sometimes some of us don't play these games in our head so much that we're trying to calculate every single move and say, okay, she did this, but what if she's just pretending?
I don't have time. I'm a grown ass man. I'm gonna ask you how far. Okay, is something wrong with you? How far? What do you want? What? We're grown. I don't have time for all this. Please, my time is very important to me. Let's read another one.
Okay, so we can just touch on one more before we go. Let me read this one. So this one is from Shola. Made my husband of 3 years take an STD test now. He won't have sex with me. My husband and I got married pretty young. I was 21 and he was 22. We've been married for 3 years now with no kids, as we only just decided to start trying for kids this year. Growing up, one of my biggest fears was catching an STD, which also made me decide to wait till marriage for sex. On the other hand, my husband has had many sexual experiences during his time at uni, and to be honest, it never really bothered me. He goes for work trips with his co-workers very often at the beginning of every year, as his work requires him to do so. There's this one girl in another department that he has told me about. He said she usually moves to all other guys in her department, and now she was going to be joining his team on this trip. They spent a week in South Africa and another week in Ghana. And the whole time, he kept me posted on everything that was going on. I went to pick him up at the airport when he got back to Nigeria, and I got to see his co-workers, including that girl. She looks like a baddie. We hung out and spent the rest of the day outside. When we got home, my husband hopped in the shower and asked me to join him. I don't know why, but I just gave an excuse and told him to shower alone. When he got out, I was at the kitchen unpacking some of the groceries we had bought. He came over and attempted to have sex with me. For some reason, I wasn't having it, even though I missed my husband so much. My body was just not allowing it to happen. And at some point, I told him that I would like for him to get tested. He stepped out and didn't return until a couple of days later. He hands me a negative result to a bunch of STD tests he had done. It has been over 2 weeks now, and my husband still kisses me, texts me throughout the day, and all the normal stuff, except from having sex. Every time I try, he says, or he always has an excuse, and never made a move since that night. I don't know why, but I'm so scared and I don't know how to bring it up. This is the first issue we've ever had. Should I apologize for asking him to take the test? Okay, so, I mean, I was a bit thrown off when she said he came back. I think what she meant was she came back with the result after a couple of days.
No, he could have actually just left.
But I mean, she said that's the first issue they've had. I don't think it's a normal thing for him to leave for a couple of days. So I think that may have been
it go shock you.
Okay, well, I'm going to assume, because it sounds like everything
else...
We'll
look at it from two perspectives.
So I would say that, you know, she probably meant he got the result after a couple of days, not...
Yeah, he stepped out and didn't return until a couple of days later. He handed me a negative result, the bunch says he's been done. So it's okay, like, yeah, he actually left, then for came a couple back of days? With the result saying, here, like I told you.
Yeah, but I mean, as the husband, why are you leaving for a couple of days? Okay, I guess we'll leave that out.
See what she said at the end. Since then, he'll kiss her and all that, but he doesn't want to have sex with her for two reasons.
Okay. So here's the thing, right? So we shouldn't dwell too much on the detail of the number of days he left, which I assume was just a typo error, and she really means that he got the test results a couple of days later. So let me go with my narrative, right? He got the test results a couple of days later. And then according to her, he's not having sex with her anymore, but he's doing everything else. The foreplay, the kissing, the blah, blah. So basically, energy hasn't changed. But he's not actually having sex anymore. And then when she tries, he's giving one excuse or the other. Now, her hunch might be very spot on in that he's coming back with a negative result, but maybe he did find something else that he may have been infected with. And, you know, he's trying not to pass that on to her because he knows he can't give the excuse of condom sex. They're married, right? And it's not like, now they're married, they've just started trying to have children. So you can't possibly now be saying you want to have condom sex. So he may have found out that he contacted something and then he's just not trying to, you know, pass that on to her.
Mm.
And he's also not trying to disclose what that thing is, you know, in which case her hunch is correct. To me, I think that's the only scenario I can really paint.
Because I thought about it. I'm like, bro, you left for that's already strike one. You left for days, then came back. How many women, unless that woman might be a very chilled woman, because me, I'm just saying kind of women I date.
Which is why I
go missing for a few days, then just come back in the house and say, "Hey, I'm back."
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I said it's probably a taboo because there's no way.
No, but I'm saying, but there's also some women that will allow that. Like they'll just say,
"Fair."
Or he was angry, so you have to look at it from both ways. I'm saying for me, I know the type I date, but then some women that I have dated, I'm sure you have, that have been more like, "Okay, let him be," and all that. That's strike one. Strike two is maybe the fact that she asked. You don't know that, because think about it. When you first came, you might have wanted to, like we're speaking from a real male's perspective, you wanted to, then maybe you went to go do the test and you found out something.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to go and find some negative test somewhere.
Yeah, and
now true. That she want to have sex, because she consciously, if you have sex with her, she can go get herself tested.
And then find
which
out
means that you know something that she doesn't know, because mm-hmm. why else would you not, unless you want to say you're angry, because if you're really angry, you wouldn't be kissing her, touching her, and all this other stuff. If I'm angry, I ain't touching my girl until we sort this thing out. Like, I don't even want to act like I'm kissing you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's the point? I can't be that fake. But then if I'm still doing that, but it's like sex, nah, let's just wait. Especially after asking. It's not an easy question to ask, like, I'll be honest. Like, it's a very awkward question for your girl to ask you that thing, especially if you've had a past or something. Like, I know maybe when I was, the first time my ex asked me to, and this was like years ago, and I didn't, like, obviously I'd been with her that year, but obviously, before meeting her, I was obviously doing my shit. Not that I was going around carelessly having, like, unprotected sex, but you've had it.
Uh-huh.
So, remember, she asked me to get tested, like, if we're going to get serious and all that. And I was panicking because, obviously, then I didn't have the, what's the word I'm looking for? Knowledge I do now. And, again, it's just immaturity. So, I remember I avoided it for a while until eventually I was like, I'll do it. Obviously, came back clear, thank God. But then it was just like, damn, if a girl asks you this question on the spot now and she's your babe, you have to. Because if you say no now, you've already messed up everything. And you know women like to think, especially.
Oh, yes.
She will, yes. So imagine her now. You left for days. Could be a typo, but I don't think it is. You left for days. Bam. Come back with so many negative results. It's like, bro, you two, you're not stupid. You get what I'm saying? Like, bro, if you really... Because you would have really done something before.
I was going to touch on the angle of... So, let's take it back a few steps. At the point where he got into the shower, and then he was like, she should join, and she said, no, not really. And then all of a sudden, he comes out, and then she's saying, go get tested. Now, a few things as a guy will go through my head. Because my mind is like, okay, first of all, did you snoop through my things to see if I cheated? That's already the first line. That's what I would think, right? That's already the first line of lack of trust. Because I'm like, okay, are we there? Is that where we are? Even though I've been going on work trips and all of a sudden this time now that I've even told you about this colleague, I'm the one that opened up to you about this colleague that is always toasting other guys. Now that she's joined my department, you're suspicious of me, right? So first thing is you didn't join me in the shower and then I come out and you're saying, go get tested. Instantly is going to mean that maybe you looked around, you saw something that may even just be false evidence, but you know, you latch onto whatever you latch on when you're looking for something. So you said I should go get tested. Now, naturally, me as a person, I'm unproblematic, right? I would want to get tested so I win your trust. But you see, the problem is when I get that result and it shows negative, we are going to have problems. We are going to have serious issues. See, and this is the fact because the transparency that comes with the relationship we've had.
If you have nothing, but then if you have nothing, I'm like I said, both sides. Yeah. If you have nothing to hide now and she's your woman for real,
because
she's not going to ask that unless you give her. Like, look at the story, like she said. There's the girl, okay, I'm not saying she's right.
Mm-hmm.
The girl in the office now comes. Mm-hmm. Fine. Loki, when she said South Africa, I said, damn.
Yeah, when I saw South Africa,
But then again.
She also mentioned that he was transparent through the entire trip.
So, but okay. Women too are not stupid. Let's be real. That's another thing I had to be honest.
But they can also be paranoid once in a while.
They can be
very paranoid. I mean, paranoia is not even gender specific. Very paranoid. Anyone can paranoid.
But at the same time, they're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like if you really were about that as the guys and you won't hold your vex, that same day you ask me, like me, I know myself, I know I ain't done shit, and you ask me, I'm going to be pissed as hell. But I'll go and do that test that same day. In fact, 24 hours, if that thing is closed, throw it in your face even and say, please, don't ever question me again as your husband. Good. Because I if you trust me and all that, because right now, I don't have it. You now left for days.
That's wait, I'll stop you there again. That's your narrative. I told you already that I suspect that that's a message mistake. And what she was trying to
please,
say was,
let us know.
Exactly, let us know. If results came out a couple of days after. That's the narrative I'm going to go with. Which means that he did go to have that test done as soon as she asked. Now, again, I'm wearing the guy's shoes here. If I go to get tested, I come back, my shit is negative. We're going to have problems. We're going to have serious problems. See, and you know why I say this? It's first of all very hard as a guy to build the trust of a woman when a lot of your work requires you're going to be in the midst of other women. I mean, just it's going to when your work requires that there's so many openings to cheat. But I'm doing everything I can to be transparent with you. I'm on this trip. I'm telling you about the things that happen at work. I'm literally the one that is giving you this information you are working with against me. Do you get it? So it's a lot of things are going to play here now. I'm trying to build trust with you. You're still putting me in a position where you don't trust me at all. That's one side. Two, I'm actually being very open with you while trying to build your trust. What that means now is that you've closed that door. Something happens at work, I'm not going to tell you anymore.
So then, no.
Because I know now that anything I tell you, you're going to think that.
I feel like we're not being fair.
No, think about it like that.
If this is the first, because then look at the timeline too. She's also, you're trying to have a child. This is not the time, like, if I'm...
I don't think you understand what go for your SD test means, bro.
Bro, but then imagine if you do have it and you try and have a child. Then you now go and pass the STD to the child.
Again, I don't dispute that.
Even
she has a suspicion.
Whether we like it or not, like, there is a point that your babe could ask. your babe, any babe that you are serious with, she could ask.
But there's it translates. Point, okay, look at it. You know what? Put it in the same category with telling your wife to go get a DNA test. It's the same category. Because your trust that she's your wife. See? Your trust that she's your wife. Hold on. And now I'm talking about it not from the gravity of what's being done, but the reason behind the question. Because the only reason a guy would ask a woman for a DNA test is that he's seen something he finds suspicious as to the fact that that child is not his. Yes or no? The reason why a woman would ask you to go get an STD done is because she's seen signs that you may or may not have done something that would lead you to having that infidelity activity.
What about it? She says that, look, we've never gotten one, and obviously before.
Entirely different situation. Now, note that, first of all, again, I said, look at the premise. Come shower with me. Oh, no, I'm okay. I come out of the shower. Next thing is, please go get an STD done. Now, everybody knows that shower window is usually the let me go through my man's phone window, right? Or let me check through his stuff window, because I'm not going to be in the shower and then quickly be coming out every time and say, what's she doing? Right? So, I mean, not that she would have been doing anything, but that's usually the window when, you know, I just came back from a work trip. That's the window that women would usually use to find out whatever information they want to find out. I come out of the shower and you're telling me, go get an STD test done. I'm sorry, but instantly, that would translate to, you thought I cheated. There's no, I'm not going to just say, oh yeah, instantly it will translate to that.
Okay, so let me switch it up for you now.
Okay.
You as a man that now, you don't realize this is a time for you to now control the power and narrative, because, okay, let's say you've not done anything, right? It comes as a shock. Yes, you go vex. But now, if I go do that thing 24 hours, not that I waited days or weeks.
I still don't think you waited days, but that's your narrative. Okay, go on, yeah?
I'm going, okay, you have yours, I'm going by my narrative, okay, because
right. That's what she said, yeah.
I've read this thing. I've read this thing.
I agree with you, that's what it says.
Yeah. I where is it again? Sorry. When he got out, I was in the kitchen unpacking some groceries we had bought. He came over and tempted to have sex with me. For some reason, I wasn't having it, even though I missed my husband so much. My body was just not allowing it to happen. And at some point, I told him that I would like for him to get tested. That's, he stepped out. Yes, which is like,
bro.
I just got back home and all of a sudden,
bro.
The fuck?
And like, not so. I'm also touching you, being cuddly. I'm sorry, man.
I miss my babe, but
nah.
I can't lie. Sorry. My spirit is telling me that. Can you just get an STD test?
Dynamics of that relationship is on the rocks.
That's it.
It's on the rocks.
Now, where he fucked up is he stepped out and didn't return until a couple days later. I don't feel like that's a typo.
Bro, he dropped it too casually.
He handed me a negative result to a bunch of STD tests he had done. Because, again, he stepped out for days. I ain't gonna lie. You stepped out for days. Are you waiting days for the thing to clear? Are you stepping out to go and check?
I'm so dead.
Why would you step out for days?
Except for the thing to clear. I'm actually finished.
I can't lie to you. Until we find out if that thing was a typo or not. If he actually stepped out for days, he fucked up.
No, of course. If that's the reality, I have no excuse for him. Let's say he didn't do anything.
Yeah. Right? You go and get the test the same day. 24 hours later, go and do it. Come back to your wife. Negative. I go vex, but the way I go clear you in terms of the trust in this relationship, because it's not okay. From that one thing now, are you going to break up with the girl?
So, are
you going to end the marriage? No. Because you have to, whether you like it, you have to go through it. And I'd rather, and you know how women are, I would rather shut down your insecurities that you'll never ask me that question in your life again. Because if we're married, we're supposed to be together for a long time now, are we not? So I'm going to shut that shit down that you'll never ask me that question again or give you a reason to ask that question again. Because yourself, you're going to think of this day. Women too are not stupid now. They're going to think of the shame they just brought upon themselves and even the risk they just brought upon the relationship. That's, go and get an STD test. Negative. Immediately. But if I give you reason to think that it could happen in terms of waiting days, then on top of that, I'm still not having... Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he has to have sex with you now that is negative and all that. Because there can still be that feeling of, like, the fuck did she even ask me that question for? Like, I'm not even... You know how sometimes you'll be pissed at your baby that you're not even turned on at that point? Yeah,
and instantly, that's why I said dynamics are going to change.
That's why I said, is he really vexed? Because if I vex on my babe, I'm not kissing you and all that shit until we sort this issue out. Too. Like, I'm that turned off. That's how, like, if I'm really that angry, there's nothing that I'll be saying, hey, mwah, mwah, and then we're still trying to, I was like,
which is why I said then that.
How do you know that he didn't find out he had something?
Which is why I said then that, you know, him doing everything now, Remember, my original point was that most likely her suspicions are right. Remember, I said that was the first thing I said. That if he's not coming, doing kissing, touching, then he's not willingly wanting to have sex with you. Or even when you throw it out in the open, he's giving excuses not to. I'm sorry, but those are signs. Those are signs that he may actually have been doing something fishy. Again, I can't speak for the reality of it, but anybody looking at that situation would just be like, really? You came back, you got your test negative, but now you don't want to touch me. You don't want to have sex with me.
Because I'm pissed.
No, if I'm pissed, I won't be kissing and touching you. What's that? I won't be. If I'm pissed, we're going to talk about it. We're going to be like, yeah, hold on. Don't be doing none of this cuddly cuddly shit.
Sit down.
Exactly.
Sit down. We're going to talk this thing out. Sit down, but don't touch
me. So I think, bro, I think the only way to really... Because, yeah, there are too many... So the only way to really go about this is to... First of all, I don't think she should apologize. If this is how he's acting. Now, you see, how he's acting afterwards, which is he's being reluctant about having sex with her, then she shouldn't apologize. Because...
Ask. Because if I find out why, okay, you're still kissing me, but why you,
exactly?
Okay, I'm vexed that you asked me this stuff, and then why are you still touching?
And then if it's also like, if we're not having sex, don't touch me. Then let's not even see, maybe that would even push the guy to really come out clean, or maybe he just wants to die with the secrets. I don't know. But if the direction was a little different, and after the test, like I said, if it was me and I was asked to get the test done and I got the test done, I'm sorry, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be like, okay, so I've done everything I can. I was literally transparent with you throughout the entire trip and I've even gotten the test done. It's negative. Don't touch me. Because now what that means is no matter how open I am with you, you're never going to trust me.
No,
because even if you do the test, let me tell you, even if you get that test done and it comes back negative, let me tell you how women think. Women will be like, I'm sure you found a way to shall go and get negative test done.
No, we can't be doing that. So I've realized.
See what I'm saying?
Stop doing that.
Anyone that can get to see now, we don't know what evidence she's found. She's not said that she even found anything, right? So it could be that in that bathroom break, clearly she saw something that triggered her in the direction to prompt him to have a test. Because, like she said, she was in the kitchen unpacking groceries, he was touching her, and then I can literally paint that scenario. He's touching her from the back every day, and she's like, please, babe, I think you need to get a test done. Instantly, that means seen something.
Her feeling. You know women, their spirit.
Now, okay, so exactly. There's also that. Or the feeling, and you know, the feeling, because she said she met the girl that he's been talking about and she's a baddie. So maybe a part of her is like, there's no way my husband would not have been tempted.
Or this girl, you even said she flirted. But him too, he's stupid.
He's still part of
him too, he's stupid.
Why did he tell her?
Why would you go and tell your wife?
See what I'm saying?
There's a girl in my office that flirts with every single guy. But she's not flirting with me though, but she flirts with every guy.
But this is how you grow trust. I say this because I'm that kind of guy. I'm the kind of guy.
My girl that,
you see, I'm the kind of guy who will bring it up. I'll be like, this girl is always messing around in the office.
See, because I can tell you about certain. I'll tell my girl anything, right? But then if I know there's a girl that moves like that, but I know I'm not entertaining her or anything, I'm not going to bring it up to bring some stupid insecurity to your head, because I know I'm not doing anything. But like you said, women sometimes overthink. So now you've put an unnecessary stress on her. If she came to your office now and saw the babe and asked, who's that? That's different.
But you know, if that point comes, you're going to be a bit of trouble because...
No.
Yes, wait now. Women?
I've dealt with
this. So if she finds out that there's actually a baddie you've not been talking about, she's now going to think you were withholding that information.
It has happened to me many times that there'll be a girl I'm seeing or something that...
Not even seeing. She's just in the office as your colleague.
No, what I'm saying is...
Okay, girl you're seeing. Okay.
Let's say there's a girl I'm seeing, right? You know my life. Mm-hmm. I'm doing entertainment. I'm doing events. I'm doing parties. Mm-hmm. Baddies go, they die.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these baddies are my guys. No, I told you, nothing has ever happened. Nothing will ever happen.
Okay.
Because for me, I have my own sense of self-control. And me, I know how I am with my work, right? So let's say you come now. I've told you everything about work. Like, okay, let's say there was... Okay, perfect example. There was a girl I was seeing at one point now with Sunday Lashare, right? That I even had brought her to like some recce days with me that will take the boat, all that, right?
Okay.
Then there was a girl that was like this baddie model that was like a consultant for us now that was like doing Sunday Lashare work, getting clients and all that shit. I didn't tell her about the babe then, just because the girl was like on the side still doing seafood, legit. It's Sunday Lashare day that the babe now finally saw the girl, because the girl came, hi, Mayowa, I did this thing, like, I brought this many people. All right, yo, well done. All right, cool. Go enjoy yourself. All right, we'll send the money, boom. And after me, like, oh, who's that? I'm just like, oh, it's a girl that just joined the team even recently, like, she's doing this. It's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, what? It's like, oh, I didn't know that kind of girl. I'm like, yeah, she works and she makes money with me, huh?
And so if she asks you, why didn't you tell me about her? What's your response?
First off, you're not even my girlfriend.
Start that already. Put it in the context of married couple.
No.
Married couple.
Okay, if we're married. Or, yes. Okay, let's say serious relationship even.
Married couple.
No, because we're in the stage of serious relationship. We're not married yet. So let's even make it realistic.
All right, cool.
Okay. I see my girl now.
Mm-hmm. And she has
that situation now.
Mm-hmm.
If she asks me, oh, why didn't I tell you? I'm just like, oh, she just joined the team, but she's not official. she's a consultant, so we don't even get to see her a lot.
Still different scenario. In this one, she's a colleague.
She's
a colleague. She works in the same office, just different departments. So now she has joined my department. And so why don't you tell me about her? Like, if clearly the whole office knows about her, why don't you tell me about this body that everybody keeps talking about in the office?
Because I'm not bothered. She's not part of my work. If you ask her, like, she's somebody that just joined the team, man.
You know that's literally going to be like, right.
If me personally, if I know I'm not paying mine to that girl, she just joined. Let's say my wife is not even brought up, because you're not. Am I going to say, hey babe, guess what happened today? A new bad.
Exactly. Naturally, I won't even either. Except something happens between me and the person that I'm like, oh.
Now, if my babe or wife brought it up in the point of the week, like, hey, how's the work been? Is anybody new joined? Like, yeah, we had somebody new join the team and all that. That's different. But if it has not come up and you happen to come and see the girl. If I'm not hiding anything as a man, and I be your man and you trust me, I'm not hiding anything. This body just joined. She's somebody on the team. Simple, because I have nothing to hide.
Which is normal.
But why would you go and tell you she's flirting with every guy? Don't put that kind of thought in your girl's head at all, when you yourself know you're not. If she's...
So here's what I'm guessing at now. Do you think at any point your response would be that, oh, you know, because you know that she's going to get paranoid, you didn't want to tell her some things?
No, I'm just going to say it wasn't necessary because they're not flirting with me.
So let's even say that the babe flirts with you. Let's even say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she flirts with everybody in the office. Not as if she picks her battles. I'm sure she just flirts
with everybody. Oh, if she's flirted with me, then that's different. I'll tell my wife early, but the way I'm going to tell my babe now is different. Like, yo, there's this babe in the office that just came, man. She's one of those fast girls that moves around. She's even tried with me, and I've told the girl, I beg, go, I'm married. I don't want any wahala.
I'm pretty sure that's what the guy said. Don't forget that all of this didn't start until she saw the babe physically. Don't forget that she went to pick her husband at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
She was fine. No, even after
in the beginning, she didn't say that. Oh, my husband, I said no. She just said she flirts with every guy in the office.
Wait, now she said she flirts with every guy in the office. Now the girl has joined my department. Naturally, that will raise any flag.
But I think it's just that's why I said he fucked up by even saying she wasn't in your department already and she flirts with every guy, but she's not flirting with you. Why didn't you just tell your wife before she joined?
He told her after she has joined, like, okay, well, this girl used to be in this department now, but she's joined our department now. This is who she is.
But the fact that you told her she flirts with every guy already, you still put that thought in the head.
Well, so again.
Is she
flirting? This is somebody you trust. I'm not thinking, okay, I trust this person, but I don't want to put thoughts in her head. I'm being open.
There's a way.
There are guys like that. I'm being open.
I'll be honest with my girl, but it's all about language. Like, I've been in situations where I know there are girls that are fast, that been around me or something, work around me. I don't judge them. But maybe the girl I'm seeing, you know, even my girl now, I have to tell her, like, oh, well, this girl, she is fast, but she ain't trying that shit on me. But she is, like...
Don't forget.
I'll give you the disclaimer, like, see, when you see us together, have peace of mind. The girl cannot come and meet me
Hell no. Wait, no. He kept her abreast of the entire trip. What that most likely means is they were doing video calls, phone calls, everything. Like, according to what she said, there was almost no window for her to even feel like it. Then it's now when...
Nigga, you know there's still a window. There's always a window.
No. I'm saying based on what he has done.
Baba, that 2 hour pod, they ain't gonna stop.
Bro, I'm even you telling your wife that, oh, she ain't doing that shit with me, there's also a window for her to do that shit with you.
But it's exactly.
So that's what I was saying, that him reassuring her, she felt reassured. Do you understand? She felt reassured. Is when she picked him up at the airport and saw the body, everything changed.
Because he did not secure her enough that her insecurities will stay where they are. You need to secure
At this point, bro, she put the blame on who the blame should be on.
But you know your woman. You know what you go. Yourself, you know your woman. You know what you go. Tell her how you go say things and how you go handle certain situations to not put her. This kind of woman now, I don't want to even say her because I don't know if she's insecure. She's young too. They're young too. Mm-hmm, there's a lot of insecurities that are going to fit. Okay. There's a difference between a 22-year-old and a 30-year-old babe. If you tell a 30-year-old babe that I get this babe, the babe will even laugh with yourself because she has seen things. She understands how some things are. 22-year-old, you want to go and tell, yeah, there's this new body that's entered the office. Eh?
Bro, I still understand all that. Do you know the level you have to get to ask for STD test?
To what?
To ask for STD test. Do you know the hierarchy of things
because
before you get to that point?
Then that means, apart from
I don't know why that she blamed him.
That means she has seen signs. Or,
that's what I said.
Because look, she said she was a virgin to marriage.
Yes, agreed.
Which means she never got it. She could have been on her mind this whole time. But she just never asked because there was no reason to ask. Because she said the guy was doing his bits in uni and all that. So, and then now, you're trying to try for children. She has some valid arguments to say in this. Again,
I started from the beginning by saying she does. Remember that? I also still, my very first point was her suspicions are probably right. Because again, it's me, if you ask me for an exit test and I'm not happy, because he can't explain now why he's abstaining from sex. That's where I have the problem.
That's what
he
I'm saying.
He can't abstain from it.
You've given the
exactly. So with that one, though, I'm sorry, but I don't have any excuse for him.
See, he's me, clearly messed up. That's what I said. If it was me, day or next day, if I know I've not done anything, go and get that test. I've not done it. I go vex for you. Even if we do make up sex that day, fine, bam. But then after that, I can now form vex again. I say, wait, this girl really asked me for an STD test. Now, B, we ain't doing it right now. But at least I've given you that makeup one to show you that nothing is there. Peace of mind. This is the way you guys play on now.
See, and again, I agree with that, right? Fully agree with it. And I'm definitely in the support of, you know, knowing how to say what to say, so that you, because like I said, it's part of knowing your partner. Just because you want to be open doesn't mean there is every single detail you share, which is fair, right? But now my problem now is I guess because we don't really know. Maybe she had mentioned whether she saw something or not. If she had mentioned explicitly that, oh yeah, I never found any dirt on him, but I just wanted him to take the test because of my suspicion, that's where I'm going to be like, So here's where we have a problem now, because your suspicion is going to put your relationship on the rocks.
Madam, whoever.
But he's also not acting like he has. So it's there are a lot of great.
Madam,
areas.
Whoever you are, please. And people in the comments, we want to hear your opinion on this. Yeah, this one really triggered us. But
yeah.
Again, next time, send more dilemmas, questions, comments like this. Because wow, this really was a trigger. This is real. This happens in the world, dude. Today. Thank you guys again. I hope you guys appreciated this episode, that we got to read some of the feedback from you guys. We appreciate you, no matter what it is, whether it's negative or positive, we will always read it. Definitely gonna have more on the next episode. And I think even coming up, when we have some more guests that are coming up, we'll definitely read some of these with the guests, because we need to also hear a third person from this, because it's too much. But until next time, of course, you know where to find us, Menizens Podcast. I'm Michael Scenario.
And I'm very welcome, Claire.
And we will see you next week.